ever seen it. InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
All right. I have been telling you, long before Trump even won re-election, that one of the main moves they would make is violent Antifa, illegal alien, Black Lives Matter, Islamic riots around the country, attacking federal agents, federal buildings, in their constitutional duties, and that at some point you would have innocent people hurt or killed because they're clashing and attacking the federal agents that have been extremely restrained so far, and that soon after that, somebody from concealment, a parking garage, a manhole, wherever, a panel truck, is going to blast hundreds of people with weapons fire. They'll then find a dead body of a MAGA supporter, something like that. Because that's the Podesta plan that came out, I've talked about thousands of times, in 2020, that if Trump could have won the election, they stole it, they were going to launch this plan. And then when Trump was about to win this time last year, they said, we're doing the Podesta plan. And I showed you the clips where they said it. This is not hard to predict. And we've had ICE facilities shot up a whole bunch, ICE agents, Border Patrol killed, citizens killed, miracles, all the dozens of times we know of they've been shot at and haven't gotten even wounded or killed. When they're saving kids from sex slavery, you name it. I mean, it's crazy. And all these apps and Soros radio stations tracking where they're at and then ramming their vehicles all over the country. We have so many videos in just the last day in California and Oregon and Washington and Illinois and Colorado of people ramming federal agents' vehicles. And then there's lots of cases now where just federal vehicles, period, are being burned up around the country. So they moved on from the Tesla cars to that. So this is exponential what's going on. Trump, in response, announced he's sending the National Guard, a very small number, to Portland. So a leftist activist judge that thinks she's the president, Democrat, tries to block that. Of course, it'll be ignored and overridden. It's totally unconstitutional, like everything else they've done. Trump's now deployed, or is deploying 300 troops to Chicago after nights of mayhem and shooting at the feds and throwing bottles and concrete at them and just going completely insane. And then now ramming vehicles and jumping out with assault weapons and just, you know, just, and then the woman gets shot that did it, and we have the video of it, and they're like, oh my God, she's an innocent person. She's lucky to be alive. I mean, I know you ram my vehicle and jump out with an assault rifle. I mean, I'm going to not put up with it, I'll tell you that. So this is all going exactly like I said it would. Mobs of communists, illegal aliens, you name it, wound up by the corporate media and Kamala Harris saying, fight, 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 uprise, it's time for war. Got the Soros-funded groups putting up, crush fascism. Hey, fascists, catch. The only political group that celebrates when Nazis die, talking about Charlie Kirk, that's the John Brown Gun Club, another communist anti-white group. So, and that's how the Civil War started, was when John Brown went and killed a bunch of people. And we don't want that, ladies and gentlemen, but that's what the communists want. The blue cities have been seized by the Democrats. Same thing in Europe. The no-go zones, the Islamic takeover. This is a plan. That's why they produced the movie 2 years ago that was released last year, 5-6 months for the election, called Civil War, big budget, where there's a race war in America. And the Western Alliance, that's what Gavin Newsom now calls it, in reality, has its own military, or the military breaks away and they go to D.C. and kill the Trumpian figure. And the whole thing's triggered when Antifa is massacred. That's the first of the movie. Yes, they're gearing up.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now dominating at the Apple Store. After launching the app just a couple days ago, we are now the second most downloaded app in the world. And as you all know, the Democrats and the deep state are, they've done everything they can to shut us down. Now it's up to you to make us number one. So download the Alex Jones app right now at alexjonesapp.com. And let's make AJN Live the number one app in the world.
Download the brand new app because it's rising to the top of the charts. Give it a go. Download the AJN Live app right now over at alexjonesapp.com. Head on over there right now. Stay in touch with us because you never know when that front door will be locked, so we want to stay in touch. Have a great weekend. Alex is next.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So we have ICE facilities being shot up all over the country. Border Patrol, ICE killed. We have tranny attacks all over the nation. We have giant riots every night in Chicago, literally raining down bottles and rocks onto ICE. You have shots in different areas being fired into buildings. You have huge mobs of leftists on the streets running around crazy, saying, how dare you arrest illegal aliens? And you have Governor Pritzker, the Dem, the transgender kingpin, a real sicko. His whole family basically quarterbacks that whole operation, saying, oh, did Chicago give you a message after a psychotic woman and man rammed ICE vehicles at high speed, jumped out with assault weapons? Some type of gun battle began. The woman was wounded. That's just yesterday. And then you've got the chants from Miami to Dallas, from Chicago to Portland, from L.A. to Seattle, to New York. Kill ICE. Shoot ICE. And people run up to ICE with their hands in their pockets like they got a gun or back behind their shirt saying, I'm going to kill you. And then when ICE responds, oh, you victimized me. It's like when they jump in front of people's vehicles. But we've got footage with all these tracker apps the left's put out with Soros, of them stalking federal agents, ramming their vehicles, blocking them, and then jumping out with weapons. This is all provocative. They're told in their Antifa training, go so far and don't worry. We've got a cover story for you. We'll get you out of jail. We're about to have a communist uprising. Don't worry. So this is one of their main plans to destabilize and collapse the United States, kill the economy, and they believe create a race-based civil war. And that's how we've been able to predict it for so long with so much detail. You'd say, well, I shouldn't be going around and arresting, you know, outside jails mainly, illegal aliens that aren't here illegally, but have huge, long rap sheets. You see videos on Drudge and CNN and MSNBC every day. Oh, look, this family was in their car and ICE agents were brutal and knocked their windows out. Then they release a minute of the video, not the 30 minutes, while they wait outside the courthouse. They know the guy's got a huge criminal rap sheet. He gets picked up by his wife. And the Democrats are like, well, our state has passed a law that you can't wait outside courthouses. That's not a constitutional law. When they have a duly sworn warrant. And then they just show the part about, oh, our babies, the glass. And it's somebody being picked up with a huge rap sheet who's here illegally. So it's how they edit it. It's how they present it. It's how they do it. And it's just to create this hysteria and this fear. Oh, yeah, you know your husband's got a huge rap sheet. The Democrats are letting him loose at a court hearing, and then so you bring your kids in the car, not knowing the feds are going to be outside waiting for you? No, you're using your children as human shields. Remember Maryland man that wasn't in MS-13? Turns out he is a capo in it. Oh, we're supposed to move on to the next victim here. Yeah, look at this guy. Oh, I got a gun on me. I'm going to get you. You better, you know, just literally trying to get a response out of the federal agents who are completely outnumbered, totally surrounded. And if the Dems can keep them from executing the law, they've broken the back of this country. So that's where we are. But the big takeaway is the governor of Illinois and the governor of California and others calling it their alliance and the Western Alliance right out of the movie. That's the group that does the Civil War and takes over the country. After the Antifa massacre, they had a little newscast in the film. The Civil War all started when Antifa was massacred. And the whole thing's about race war. People watched it and went, we don't know what the movie's about. An idiot could see it. And you say, well, that's just a movie. No, it's the Podesta plan, writ large, gearing up for the whole thing. And the Joker movies, the most recent one, is the news headlines all about uprising, killing the police, overthrowing the government. And when they do that, then they put the globalist, BlackRock, communist, WEF, New World Order in. You think the government we've had has been bad, that's still somewhat constitutional and still has checks and balances. Just wait till we're really under the New World Order. Woo! Don't know what you got till it's gone. So here's a short video put out today from the White House. Just a short snapshot of what's been going on in Portland and why Trump deployed a tiny number of troops. If anything, I think he should be deploying thousands to these hotspots, not 200, 300. I mean, wow. 300 to be sent to Chicago, and I had Pritzker. I got a bunch of clips of him. He's like, hey, got the message yet? Chicago don't want you here. And here's the thing. When the federal agent's going to pick up hardened criminals with long rap sheets, and they have all the apps and the Soros radio stations he bought a few years ago, literally saying, attack, go there, Nazis are there, and the federal agents call the police, the police are on record saying, we're told not to respond. So you have federal officers doing a federal duty, sworn by courts, court orders, everything, completely cut and dry. And Pritzker is literally laughing on TV saying, oh, well, you get the message? Get out of Chicago. Yeah, because you're squatted on top of it, destroying it with dozens of deaths a week. Unbelievable. Pritzker needs to be charged with sedition. This federal judge, that she's a commander-in-chief. All these other federal judges have been overridden by higher courts, the Supreme Court, because it's cut and dry. The president can deport illegal aliens. And they wisely went after the ones with huge rap sheets first. Because they're brought here to be a foreign army. They're brought here to be the Democrat voters. It's not that all the illegals are bad people. It's not that we hate them. It's that they brought in uncontrollable numbers to break down the country and apportion blue voting blocks in the census to ensure the Democrats never can be removed. This is an existential crisis. And then we'll just be one more big third world country. And I guess that'll solve the migration problem because nobody won't want to come here anymore because we'll be a shithole too. We're down to the wire and Trump is executing on the border and national security issue with about a 99. If anything, it should be larger numbers. They've been restrained, which is good because they're trying to set them up with a false flag. But Trump needs to message better about how this is a setup. Because it's in the Podesta plan. Trump needs to address the nation on the Podesta plan because we're living the Podesta plan. We have their battle plan. They're that arrogant. And the last ingredient is blowing up a black college or shooting up a bunch of illegal aliens at a demonstration and blaming it on Trump's supporter. That is imminent, just as I've told you, and you see it building now to the crescendo. So here is a short video from the White House. Then I want to go right into the head of DHS, Kristi Noem, saying, oh, we know these individuals, the drug cartels, working with the Democrats, have put bounties on Border Patrol and ICE's heads. Well, the Border Patrol 6 months ago put out bounties on them themselves. So the media's like, oh, yeah. No. Again, that's why I wish they had better messaging. Because they hand her this, ma'am, that they've got bounties on us. She should show where they already said it 6 months ago. Because the left's countering it, saying it's not true. Now, we already have a bunch of dead Border Patrol, you know, and a bunch of their offices shot up and you know, like three times in Texas the last few months. Yeah, nothing's happening here. So A plus on truth, B minus on get some information operatives in there that actually know all this in their messaging, because they can go out and show it when they talk about it. Instead of just say it, oh yeah, all right, there's bounties. Remember what Flynn broke 4 months ago? Another big journal got the same intel out of the NSA. Bounties with drug cartels. And when Flynn released it, he didn't say he was on it. He left himself out of it, but he warned me, you're on it. Oh, I know I'm on it. And of course, it's Flynn and Trump's whole family and Trump and any federal agents involved in narcotics interdiction or ICE. So I'm in the same boat. I know. And they got these people out there just looking and waiting. And they are about to launch the full civil war. We're already coming to a boil. And the truth getting out is beyond critical. That's why right before they tried to kill Trump and Butler, they were desperate to try to shut us down illegally then. And right before the election, they tried again. They are so desperate, they don't want us on air when this goes down. But it's okay. We have the Alex Jones Backup Network at AJN Live on X, Real Alex Jones, the Alex Jones Channel on Rumble, number one news app, the top 200 of total apps in the world, just launched 4 days ago. We'll put that URL on screen during these reports. So you can go get the app for yourself and share with everybody you know. The app is alexjonesapp.com. alexjonesapp.com. We have that in the computer there. We put it up for people. alexjonesapp.com. And they tried to block it where you couldn't even search it the first few days. When it surged to the top 10 and then it surged to number 1, they just don't know what to do. alexjonesapp.com. Download the app. Watch and share now. Tell your whole email list, text message list, word of mouth. Hey, get the forbidden Alex Jones app. He's back on Apple. Droid launches sometime next week. AlexJonesApp.com. Alex Jones, one word. Alex Jones app. AlexJonesApp.com. All right. So here's the breakdown from the White House snapshot. And worse stuff happens. This came out a day ago. Then the Secretary of DHS, no, I'm telling the truth, bounties on their heads, terrorist groups, and then we have Pritzker engaging in open, arrogant treason. Here it is.
Anti-ICE protesters in Portland, Oregon, rolling out a guillotine, clashing with police and turning the streets into a battlefield outside a migrant detention facility there. It's the latest flashpoint in protests that has stretched nearly 3 months now.
President Trump is sending troops to Portland, Oregon to clamp down on protests directed at ICE facilities.
That ICE facility in Portland, just outside the city, has been laid siege to night after night after night.
We're not going to put up with it. This administration is not playing games.
Take a look at Portland sometime. These are wild. These are crazy people. These are paid terrorists, okay?
But what we're seeing, whether it be Portland or Chicago, Los Angeles or otherwise, is increasingly organized and professionalized. People are being bussed in. And President Trump has been very clear. We need to follow the money, see who is funding this violence and this chaos in our streets.
Intelligence indicates that these people are organized. They're getting more and more people on their team as far as attacking officers, and they're making plans to ambush them and to kill them. We have specific officers and agents that have bounties that have been put out on their heads. It's been $2,000 to kidnap them, $10,000 to kill them. They've released their pictures. They've sent them between their networks, and it's an extremely dangerous situation and unprecedented. So we've put protective detail around those individuals, change some of our operations to keep our officers safe. But make no mistake, this isn't just about, you know, protesting free speech or that they don't like that people out here are upholding the law of our country. They're actually going out there and saying, kill these people and we'll give you this much money to do it.
Let me just say that the secretary doesn't know what she's talking about. She frankly says that people are clapping. They're not. They're booing her on the street, and they're booing ICE and CBP. They're marching, the CBP marching on a beautiful Sunday in Michigan Avenue in downtown Chicago. They're raiding neighborhoods where instead of going after the bad guys, they're just picking up people who are brown and black and then checking their credentials. Are you a U.S. citizen? I don't know about you, but I don't carry around papers that say I'm a U.S. citizen. So you can imagine people are getting detained. They're getting arrested. U.S. citizens. And they did this, of course, when they raided a building in the middle of the night in South Shore. 130 people that were emptied out of this building. They were going after a few gang members, and instead they broke windows, they broke down doors, they ransacked the place, and there were people that were held, I mean, elderly people and children zip-tied, elderly people held for 3 hours at a time. They are the ones that are making it a war zone. They need to get out of Chicago if they're not going to focus on the worst of the worst, which is what the president said they were going to do. They need to get the heck out.
Okay, everything Pritzker said is a lie. The Democrats started handing out Social Security numbers 5 years ago when Biden got in. That's why you have superintendents who are illegal aliens without even a degree, being the superintendent of schools in major cities like Austin and Des Moines, Iowa. You've got huge human trafficking, sex slavery, crime, all of it. Our own reporter, you know, killed by this garbage in March. And then Illinois and all these other states won't tell the feds when they're releasing an illegal alien with a huge conviction rap list. And then he just sits around and says, oh, they're zip-tying people. No, you've got TDA and you've got MS-13 taking over whole buildings in Texas and Illinois and California and all over. Remember, they denied that last year and turned out it was all true. And so you've got armed crack house, methamphetamine, fentanyl, prostitution houses. The local police have been ordered not to help the feds. They know when they go target these places in Minnesota, in Texas, everywhere. You think, oh, Texas is red. No, not the cities are blue. The local police in almost every case won't help them. And then they save kids while there's people rioting and attacking them outside, and they find giant amounts of all these deadly drugs like fentanyl, and it doesn't even hit the news other than independent media when the feds put out their report and show what they got. So you've got these outnumbered, outgunned, less than 10,000 federal agents doing domestic interdiction on this, 40 million illegal aliens, 20-something million just since Biden got in. That is like trying to drink Lake Superior with a regular straw from McDonald's. And then fake conservatives bitch and go, Trump's numbers aren't as high as his first administration deportation because they dismantled it. And these agents doing constitutional duty are absolutely overwhelmed and under attack and being killed and being doxxed and all of this. And the left's calling them Nazis and fascists, saying they deserve to die and killing them. And then the fake right wing runs around like a bunch of bitches everywhere. Wow. Oh, look, it isn't as good. Trump has said that. Since he got in, they're ramping up hiring. You see the ads all over TV. They're ramping up the detention centers that were basically all closed. They are on the issue of trying to save this country's national sovereignty and stop the Democratic illegal alien election fraud machine. Trump gets a 100 for effort. And with what they've got, about a 95 on execution. That's all I do is study this. And I've got all the insiders. I look at all the numbers. And even Trump critics that I've had on that are former Border Patrol agents and DHS border, customs agents say, no, you can't say this about Trump. On this issue, if you don't back what they're doing when they're being called Hitler, when what they're doing is 100% constitutional, you can't go anywhere else in the world. You can't go to China or Mexico. Try to stay illegally down there if they don't want you there. You don't get a hearing. They throw your ass on an airplane after they beat your ass up and drain your credit card. We don't do that. So as bad as our government's been, we're trying to reform it. And it's in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and Bill of Rights about the border. The border was one of the main reasons and the lack of control of it that we had the war with the British. It wasn't about tea or a tiny tax. Unbelievable. And Stephen Miller's come out and said this judge, we'll put it on screen, this Democrat-appointed judge, this administrative judge, these judges aren't co-equal with the executive branch, only Supreme Court is. This judge, a real Karen, Immergut, is an American lawyer who has served the United States District Judge, United States Court of District of Oregon since 2019. She concurrently serves as a judge of the United States Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. Spy on everybody. And she says she's the president. She says while they're attacking the courthouse and the federal buildings and chasing ICE around the streets doing all this, Trump's not allowed to send the National Guard. No, 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 no. We're allowed to be mostly peaceful in the summer of love in 2020. Everybody else is locked down, burned down half the country. Remember when they said, studies show if you leave your house, you'll spread COVID. But Black Lives Matter burning down the cities with Antifa is good for COVID. Literal. Headline, studies. Black Lives Matter protest good for COVID. These protests are what? Truth is actually it creates herd immunity. It actually is. But when they want to, they're truthful. When they don't want to, they're not. I mean, we all know this. The point is that Podesta and the Democrats adopted his plan. They said this is the plan. And I've got all this other news and all these incredible clips and all these things to cover. So you're like, why do you keep saying Podesta's plan? Because I'm like the only broadcast saying it. I mean, Roger Stone's looked into it. He's picked it up. General Flynn has. But, I mean, this is Podesta, put the headlines back up, saying have blue states secede, call it a Western alliance, start off on saying we're protecting migrants, then organize militarily, then we're going to have events where the troops that respond when we take over with insurrection will then kill civilians. And if that doesn't happen, they'll provide it. Almost happened in Chicago yesterday when the woman rams the car with the weapons. And then, boom, they false flag it, and we are off to the races. In the movie, Civil War, we're grabbing the clip. They go, oh, you're the reporter that covered what triggered the Civil War, the Antifa massacre. And that starts the movie with a guy with an American flag with a suicide bomb, blows up the little peaceful Antifa, and then the whole war starts. Oh, the poor little bullying pedophile Satanist Antifa, now declared terrorist organization, which they are, openly funded by George Soros and his degenerate son, Alexander Soros. So now because of this, and because the police won't give aid in Portland or the other cities like Chicago, you now have National Guard helicopters flying around to direct and give some eyes in the sky to the federal buildings under siege, and everyone's going, look, it's the black helicopters. They're here. Alex Jones warned us of them, but now Alex Jones is for black helicopters. Black helicopters are in clandestine government operations, and we're training, and I listed the groups under Clinton, and we had whistleblowers, the Marines and Army and Delta Force, for martial law and to take over the governorships and really decapitate government. A black helicopter you don't know. These are green helicopters from the National Guard. You know who they are. These are the good helicopters fighting the black helicopters. It's that simple. The Democrats now are the black helicopters, the covert Antifa. We're the green helicopters, and we're going to be dropping communists from them soon. And they'll be like, Alex Jones is right again. He got shut down. We've been fighting and we don't want it. But yeah, it's happening. But they don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. And we have the last stand super sale. Buy one bottle, get any bottle free of any of the supplements. The ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, the very best. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But whatever you do, go now to AlexJonesApp.com. AlexJonesApp.com. And get download the free app, listen to the show, and share it. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. Oh, wow. Be sure to get the app right now, folks, and share it right now. I'm just saying that, bang on the head. You realize, Matthew, it's the viewers and listeners in this. It ain't me, brother. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible supernutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effect that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I've told you for more than 20 years, from deep research, talking to all the top experts, firsthand witnessing it in Travis County, Austin, Texas. I mean, I took it to federal and state court, proved they stole elections decades ago. The Texas Election Commission said, yeah, you proved it, we're still certifying it. I know, I've personally done it. It's like, I know J6 was staged. I was there and said it was being staged as it happened. Trying to tell people to go in. It's not like I'm just sitting back. I mean, I got skin in the game, baby. I'm on the field. And the Dems are wildly unpopular. The Republicans were very corrupt before, so it was impossible to unseat the Dems because they were basically part of the same uniparty. With Trump, it's a real revolution. It ain't perfect, but it's night and day. And they know they're done, so they control all the cities through election fraud. They brought in the illegal aliens so they can milk them and control them and apportion more blue seats through the census for congressional seats. They admit that. They got them voting in all their major cities. It's a fact. Then when you point it out, they go, no, we don't, and play that mind game. And now they say, yeah, illegals, of course, get all free health care and tuition and $30,000 in all these states with these programs for housing and for loans. But citizens don't, because they want to incentivize them coming here. Doesn't matter if you're white, Hispanic, black, Asian, whatever. You're a citizen, you get screwed. You're an illegal alien, you get everything free. And nothing against illegal aliens. They're being brought in to be controlled. They're being used as the new permanent underclass. But they're pawns. So, I started the broadcast with the Chicago police chief admitting, and the police captains, we got told to stand down. Now they've released the police dispatch audio from the Chicago police and the county, ordered not to help federal buildings surrounded with cars being rammed, bottles, rocks, attacks, with all these apps and Soros radio stations tracking them, literal road warrior events. And we got a bunch of videos in other cities, too, where they're tracking them and chasing them. And these people are so emboldened. And when this stuff happens and federal agents get killed or their building shot up or a van, a DHS van gets shot up and, you know, illegals get shot in it, it just leaves the news like that. Can you imagine if a right winger shot illegal aliens in an ICE van? You'd be hearing about it 24/7 until you died. And it's just constant, constant, constant. And it's escalating. So breaking, dispatch audio confirms Chicago police were ordered not to assist federal agents that were cornered earlier today in Chicago. Agents were actually en route when the order was given. Dispatcher initially seemed slightly taken back by the order, but promptly relayed the message to all responding units. Okay, this is insurrection by the mayor, the communist mayor, avowed communist mayor of Chicago, the globalist, pedo-supporting, trans field marshal, sicko Pritzker. Have you gotten the message from Chicago yet? As he said earlier. To literally empower insurrection, and then when the feds respond and defend themselves, they're Nazis. That's the plan. And we have countless videos of them. We're going to kill you. You're dead. F you. The reason we don't play these videos is there's nothing but cussing. That's all the left does is scream, F, F, kill you, kill you, kill you. You can go see it. It's everywhere. It's a full-time job. I mean, I actually told the crew to get it, and they go, well, look at this. Like, beep, 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 beep. You can't even play it. It's like, beep, 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 beep. The whole video is beep, 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 beep. Sounds like Morse code. There's so much beeping. Or you don't have to do a beep, you just take it out. It's like, you can't even hear anything. It's just so much cussing. Just frothing, satanic, out of control, insane piranhas. And then you got this. Just in, radio transmissions revealed Democrat-controlled Chicago PD was ordered to stand down during ambush on federal agents. Ramming them with cars, jumping out with machine guns. Look at this. ICE agents were ambushed, boxed in by 10 vehicles, and rammed by a driver armed with semi-automatic weapons in Chicago. Governor Pritzker pulls police and refuses to help, and then goes on TV and says, oh, you got the message? Get out. A literal terrorist thug. If the feds were acting like thugs and doing thuggish things like Waco and Ruby Ridge and the Bundy Ranch, I'll be all against them. If you had the feds going around bullying innocent liberals that were just doing nothing, I'd be against it. This is constitutional. This is the underdog. This is less than 10,000 agents taking on tens of millions of illegal aliens, their supporters, who are just completely lawless, sex trafficking, drug trafficking, murder for hire, money laundering, the end of the country. Trump should call up a national mobilization for this. It's in the Constitution that when you're actually under invasion and under attack, the Democrats were training the military for national gun confiscation and shutting off the power and locking down cities. That's what they want with future UN virus lockdowns. That I totally oppose, and if Republicans tried it, I'd be against it. That's not what this is. And if we can't control our borders or our cities, we're done. And I watched the videos of Pritzker. He's so evil looking. What he does is so evil. This is a real villain. Nobody cares about him throwing the thousands of babies a month over the fence. Nobody cares about the dead kids, fat everybody. You know, people do care. I mean, the left doesn't. The corporate media. This invasion. If I win the election, immediately surge the border, said Joe Biden. And that ties into this. CPD chief barred cops from helping surrounding border agents. Woman shot by ICE agents identified after she rammed him and jumped out with a gun. She's lucky to be alive. Tom Fenton, Judicial Watch. This is a judicial coup. This is an outlaw judicial decision that seeks to substitute the judgment of the federal judge for the commander-in-chief. And that's exactly what Stephen Miller said, talking about them blocking National Guard to Portland, Oregon. Legal insurrection. The president is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, not an Oregon judge who's administrative. Portland and Oregon law enforcement, at the direction of local leaders, have refused to aid ICE officers facing relentless terrorist assault and threats to their life. There are more local law enforcement officers in Oregon than there are guns and badges in the FBI nationwide. This is an organized terrorist attack on the federal government and the officers, and the deployment of troops is an absolute necessity to defend our personnel, our laws, our government, public order, and the republic itself. That is 100% true. And this rat, look at Pritzker right here. His family literally runs the whole transgender pedo operation. This demonic rat. Says, you get the message, get your ass out of Chicago. You gangster thug. Trump's going to send 300 National Guard? He needs to demand the state do an emergency session, and under state laws, federal and state constitution, the cities and counties are constituted under the state charter, and they need to dissolve the charter of Chicago and announce it a lawless, failed state and put it under state jurisdiction right now. That's the law. When the Soros-controlled DAs fired at the police in Austin and stood down, they put state police in. It was a Band-Aid, but they did it. Should have been more. They should have been removed. They should pull the charter of Austin, Texas, and pull the charter of Chicago. When my ancestors commissioned the city of Waterloo after our independence victory against Mexico, we never could have imagined something like this. Austin was called Waterloo previously. Remove the charter of Los Angeles. Remove the charter of Chicago. Remove the charter of Austin. You're no longer a city. You're a lawless criminal organization. And the communist mayor that said, we're going to fight ICE. We're going to fight the feds when they come arrest child molesters and arsonists and murderers and narcotics dealers. You want to see the videos? You've seen it? They're in control of the blue cities and the funds that come in. They have kidnapped the cities. They have hijacked the cities. They have started the war. They have issued the challenge. They have declared war on us. And we rise to the challenge. As Patrick Henry said, the war has already begun. And all these leftist, communist, globalist, political judges and all of them think they're invincible because they never had any pushback. Well, guess what? The pushback's here now. And we have the truth, and we have the narrative, and you're going to fail. But the false flags are coming so they can play victim. Imminent false flags. All right. Let's go ahead. Since I mentioned it, I'd like to show you what I say. Unlike the corporate media, Trump says the KKK are very fine people. He said the KKK are not fine people. Alex Jones is on record peeing on graves, convicted. Nope. Judge just said I was. No one ever peed on graves. It doesn't matter. That's what they do. But guess what? It doesn't work like that anymore because people know you're a bunch of liars. So when I say it's confirmed, the police chief admits he was ordered to do it. And now here's the audio right here. Here it is for you. In Chicago, ordering the stand down while you've got giant road warrior groups ramming vehicles, boxing in 10 and jumping out with guns and all this stuff. I'm extremely blown away by the restraint so far of ICE. It is a miracle they haven't killed a bunch of people. They've killed no one. Can you believe rounding up already hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens, over 2 million already self-deported? Can you believe they haven't killed anybody? That is a miracle. Because let me tell you, you surround me with 10 cars, you start ramming me. And I'm sitting in a car, like, boom, boom, boom. I'm going to start boom, boom into those windshields because I have a right to defend myself. And I know then some Soros DA is going to throw my ass under the prison. You've seen it all over the country, including here in Austin, Texas. Army sergeant, highly decorated, having to work an extra job on lifts just to pay for his family out in Killeen. Drives up, thousands of people surrounding him with guns. A white Antifa guy that's threatened us previously on video comes up, points an AK-47 at him, and says, get out of the car. Dude, you're dealing with a real man that wouldn't be alive if he didn't have instincts. Boom, you're dead. What do you think we're supposed to do? You're going to prison, bitch. You don't kill our bullying scum when they aim an AK-47 at your head and say, get out of a car. You lay down to the New World Order and you lick their boots. You suck Governor Pritzker's pedo dick. Excuse me, God, I shouldn't have said that. It's true. So, that's where we are. People aren't going to put up with this forever. So, here is the dispatch of them being ordered to stand down. The dispatcher hesitates, but still follows the illegal order. Here it is.
Okay. Any kind of particular hairstyle? Just younger, male, Hispanic, on foot, wearing all black?
No hairstyle.
Okay, 10-4. And wanted for the hit and run. This guy fled from the scene at 37th Place in Kedzie. It all occurred, started at I-55 in Kedzie. Then they fled southbound at Kedzie, where that offending vehicle crashed. They ran the federal agent off the road. They fled on foot westbound 37th Place from Kedzie. It was a male Hispanic younger wearing all black clothing. 99?
Yeah, send the cars in that direction. Have them stay put. 2 or 3 blocks away, all right? Have them hold tight until I give you further direction, please.
Okay, 10-4. And for the units responding to 39th Place in Kedzie per 999, if you guys can just... For the units responding to 39th Place in Kedzie, if you guys can start heading there as quick as you can, and then just hold tight for instructions with 999.
999. For the chief of patrol, clear everybody up. We're not responding over there.
Radio check. And again, per the chief of patrol, we have all the units that, per 999, chief of patrol said all units clear out from there. We're not sending anybody over to that location.
62, we're going to clear out as soon as we can, Spot. We're like locked in over here, so we're going to do the best we can to get out of here as soon as we can.
So here's the translation. The Democrat governor and mayor that are in control of that city, you've seen the clubs, said we're going to fight ICE. We're going to fight back. We're going to resist them. We're going to rise up. Kamala Harris said days ago, they have said there is a green light for open season. Can you imagine being a couple hundred federal agents in a city the size of Chicago? How many is Chicago? 5-6 million? I forget. That's literally a drop in a barrel. I'm surprised we still have men and women that got balls. And I watched the videos of them like in high speed where they get attacked, grabbing the Antifa, getting shot at, getting attacked. I mean, it's heroic. Why are you watching the NFL? I mean, these guys are really going up against Goliath here. And Trump sending 300 troops? Okay, whatever. There's a constitutional place for troops. There's an unconstitutional place. And I love CNN, MSNBC, all of them. Jones used to hate the police state. Now he loves it. You weren't watching my films, reading my books, or watching.
We have that all in the Constitution. That's what it's for, is the border and insurrection. It's not for DEI and gun confiscation and the ADL running the military and the FBI. And by the way, the ADL just got fired last week. And so did the Southern Poverty Law Center. One day after all of us said, now do them next, they did it. They get it. It's happening. Because we got people in control of the federal government now, predominantly. It's not perfect, but it's compared to what we had, it is. That no, we're in full war, folks. They get it. Trump every day tells his cabinet, we're at war. And so you think about that. This is it. And again, I don't think this. I know this, and that's why I'm exposing it. I don't say this so when it happens, people go, oh, God, you're smart. I want people to know that it's ridiculous how the Democrats write these plans up, the Podesta plan. It says it all. Insurrection, race war, blue cities, the Western Alliance, and then Newsom 2 weeks ago goes on Colbert and says we're launching the offense of the Western Alliance and shows the same map of the movie and the crowd all claps because they all know. That movie is not fiction. It's a battle plan, a war game. That movie's not fiction. It's like a program. You ever been to a play? Professional play, college play, high school play, whatever. You know, I bet you all been to a play. And they give you a program, even if it's for, you know, middle school. You know, here's your program. Here's the acts. Here's who's playing who. The movie Civil War is a program. When you walk in and pay your money or whatever to the play, they go, here's your program. It's a program. And you know what? General Parton, the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, will always tell me when he's on the show 50-something times, he say, Alex, we know their operation. It's a program. He described the future communist uprising we're now witnessing decades ago here. So from the bottom of my heart, I'm asking you to listen to me, people. I'm not telling you what I think is going to happen. I'm telling you what they're trying. And here's what I want. I want enough people to understand this and to get the government, which is understanding a lot of it, out front of this. Trump's got to address the nation about who's behind this. And they got to indict Podesta. It's a damn insurrection plan. It's not free speech to have a plan to create a race war and kill federal agents and burn the country down. My God. But because of the Democrats, they're allowed to do it. If I came up with some plan like this, I should be arrested. A duly elected government, a system of the people, you want to overthrow it with violence and civil war, that's illegal. That's not free speech. That's a terrorist blueprint. Everybody, and I hate to make a money, but if you haven't watched the movie Civil War, watch it slowly, because I saw even conservatives who are so naive. We don't know what the message is. The whole thing's about a race war. The whole damn movie's that. Got the evil white people killing brown people, putting them in mass graves. There's been an Antifa massacre. It triggers a civil war. A Western Alliance forms, goes and drives out the Trump president. A black woman executes him in the Oval Office. This is a Podesta plan. It's not a movie. It's a war game. Civil war. Civil war. Civil war. Civil war. We've got to stop them. We've got to stop them. We got to warn everybody. This is sick. You know, Trump just pressured Saudi Arabia to massively increase oil output. People went, you know, the Wall Street Journal goes, well, that won't help U.S. oil companies, but it will help the average consumer worldwide and lower inflation globally. Yeah, Trump said it. He said, I'm not just trying to help America. I want food output increased. And he put in policies for the whole world. And I want energy output increased. Literally the basic bottom line of helping people. And you finally get what you prayed for, and you piss on it, and you complain it ain't good enough. When God gives you what you ask for, you sit there and shit on it. And everything's a microcosm of Christ. I'm not comparing Trump to Christ, my goodness. But the point is that It's the same thing. Reject it when you get what you ask for. You got to accept it when you get it. You got to back it. Somebody wants to massively increase food and energy output that helps you and you don't support it, you're an idiot. Here's the clip, a short clip of Civil War.
When you were in college, you took the mother legendary photo of the Antifa massacre. Thank you so much.
You open your mouth and tell me where you're from. Just make sure it's clear f***ing English, okay?
But see, there's no real white supremacist killing illegal aliens. But this is a movie. Because they're ready to do it. Blame us.
I'm from Hong Kong.
Meaning white people, period.
Oh, China. China.
Just stop it, okay?
Who's up?
Stop it.
Do you think you are the...
I can't have none of that. Tell them what to say. You got the Che Guevara people executing evil white men. That's good when they do it. You know, playing your racist machine, commie crap. Kill the evil white man. It's ugly when we kill the brown people. It's all trying to create a civil war. It's so evil. We're going to break. I didn't plug the receiver to shut us down. It's coming Tuesday. I don't know that's going to happen, but that's how close we are. But it's okay. We have the Olive Shields Network. So when you back the OliveShieldStore.com, you back everything we're going to do in the future. We have the biggest sale ever in our history running right now. All supplements, the Ultra Methylene Blue, all of it. Buy one, get one free, and 20% off on top of that. And if you have the app, the free app, get an additional 20% off. So be sure and get the free app right now, alexjonesapp.com. Now's the time to take action and back those that back the future of freedom. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our Ultra Methylene Blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your Ultra Methylene Blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheOliveShieldStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively available at TheOliveShieldStore.com.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
transmission. You are the resistance.
I'm very serious, and smart people know I'm serious, but everything I told you is 100% what I absolutely believe and what I know. This is it. Now, I think you're just like me. I think if you're faced with a challenge, you'd rather know it's there than be in denial. In fact, I know people that count are like me. But my marketing strategy, my promotion strategy is whatever I think's right. It's so easy. I don't think about what other people think. I don't care what other people think. I know what's right, and you're going to get it. Period. So let me just say this before we end this little short segment, join a bunch of stations. I want everybody to hear this when we come back. But for the internet viewers, everybody else, I just did a 45-second plug with this whole infrastructure, our legal battles, the crew, everything, and I'm not mad at anybody except myself. If I plugged at least a minute every segment, we'd have more money than we even needed. The problem is me. Because I, quite frankly, don't want to sit up here and sell stuff, even though it's great. And if I'm going to sell you something, because I hate sitting here selling stuff, and I'm good at sales because I'm a smart salesman, I can wear a lot of hats. If I'm going to sell something, I'm going to sell what people want and what's good. I mean, who's the best salesman? Somebody that can get in and sell the best product. Duh. But companies that sell good stuff don't let shysters in. So that's why so much you see out there being sold is a scam, because they're scammers. But I don't want that mojo in my life, ladies and gentlemen. You need to listen to me. We've held them off from years, shutting us down. The receiver from the state court that the federal court greenlit a week ago, hell, Wednesday, less than a week ago, to come in here. We didn't know they'd come the next day, whatever. He's here Tuesday. They haven't told me what time yet. I'm not even sure Tuesday. I got to have Harrison wait in the wings. I'll learn tomorrow when they're coming. And when they get here, I'm not going to shove a camera in their face and be aggressive. They got a real court order, even though it's from a fraudulent state court that rigged everything. I'm not going to give what they want in some confrontation. I'm a very nice person. Would you like coffee? Would you like water? Would you know, walk around and say, how you feel being part of this? You know, they don't want money. Here's a memory stick with all them saying they want to shut us down. It's from the DOJ. Just so you know who you're working for, here you go. All I ask is, don't act like you don't know later what you were part of, because I just gave you everything. That's it. Now, are you going to give my crew any severance pay? That's my question. That's it. But that's how close the shutdown of this operation is. And because we survived so many times, people pretended like it was a crying of wolf. Let me tell you, I'm the opposite of the boy that cried wolf. I'm the boy that killed a bunch of wolves. And that's why the wolves are coming for me, the whole wolf pack. And because I've survived so long, thanks to hardcore supporters that got it, there's like this little game by people that never actually had skin in the game to act like, oh, yeah, right, you'll never get shut down. Yeah, right. Just because the Alamo held out a while doesn't mean it didn't fall. So all I ask for the listeners is, I don't know what he's going to do on Tuesday. But to say I got my ass puckered would be an understatement. And this crew has gone through this, being jerked around, and everything they've gone through, and I literally love this crew. Some of them have been here 20-something years. Most of them 8-9 years on average. This is the best crew, and most of them have been here for a long time I've ever had. And in my life, other than my relationship with God and my family, this crew is one of the most valuable things in my life, and I appreciate them, and I mean that from all my heart, because they have stood the test of time. They didn't cut and run like other people. And if we had more people like this crew right here, we would not be in the situation we're in right now. About a million people like this country would be saved. We'd save the whole world. Well, you know what? We're going to find the people. We're going to do it. But my point is, support us now. Buy one, get one free. 20% off on top of that. Biggest sale ever. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb.
All right, we got another hour left here. The Chase Geyser Saturday Night Live takes over 6 to 8 p.m. And then Harrison Smith does the War Room now and everything else we're doing here. And I appreciate everybody. The morning host did an incredible job. We'll tell you about more about her show coming up. But we are in the twilight of InfoWars right now. All maneuvers and everything have been exhausted. Went to the DOJ, did a criminal investigation, deputy AG, killed it a week and a half ago. You saw that in the news. I mean, I've done everything I can. And I feel good leaving it all in the field and not backing down. And I don't know, the receiver comes Tuesday, they said. They haven't told me what time yet. But they can shut down Tuesday. I don't know. But that's okay, folks, because we stayed on air a lot longer than we ever thought we could. And all I ask is the next thing we do at the Alex Jones Network, be there, promote that, share that. And let me tell you, it's going to be explosive. I mean, we launched, I even forgot they were doing it. They told me months ago they were developing over at Bigly a Alex Jones app, which I don't own and I don't control, so they can't shut it down. It's like, I don't own or control the AlexJonesStore.com. So the bad guys can't get that. And it's been funding InfoWars, not just the Alex Jones Network backup. And they launched that app Wednesday, and by Friday morning, it's gone to number one in the news apps in the world. And in the top 150 of all apps in the world of 1.6 million Apple apps, and it goes out on Android next week. We have had, I checked yesterday, they gave me the numbers, millions, a couple million new people on the app. And that's just one example. But the point is, freedom is popular. So before I hit all this other news, there's a couple clips here. Rob Duke did one. Darren McBreen did one. I think one was when it was at number four. Then went to number one. Where they talk about the app. But this is really clip 42. This is a referendum on how pathetic these people are. And what I've learned, I never knew this when I was younger. I always just did the right thing because it just felt good. It was just the spirit was with me. I can't help it. You know, I'm just God telling me what to do. But most people in history that have fought evil at the level I have get killed for it and don't live to see the success. I know God realizes these future generations, the Bible tells us, are getting weaker and weaker and weaker in our generations. And they've dug up people in Africa and Europe and everywhere, like from 10,000 years ago, are like twice as strong, twice as the muscles, the bones. You know, they're like, it's true. We're not living as long. We're not as strong. But you know what? There are a few throwbacks. But my point is that God knows, I guess, we're weak nowadays. And we got instant gratification. So I study all these other people that got assassinated and destroyed or put in prison for truth, and almost none of them ever got to see the results of what they did when they were successful. Many of them weren't, but God was watching. That's what mattered, is what God's testing you. But I am the biggest spoiled brat there is. God rose me up, literally anointed me for this. I've been telling you for 27 years about the experience of the Holy Ghost. Literally showing me the whole mission. What would happen? All of it. Asking me, you got what it takes to be attacked to do this? I'm like, absolutely. All right, here's the download. Think about how miraculous that is. You know, I'm going to Sunday school and reading all this as a kid, and I believed in God and, you know, and was saved when I was about 10 or whatever, but it was still like this thing. It was kind of like science fiction. You know, is it really real? And now I read the Bible again, Old Testament, New Testament, about the prophets. And now they're getting these downloads, or sometimes actually an angel appears and tells them what to do. They're like, no, I don't really want to do it. Are you sure? And they just go, boom, like Saul of Tarsus hitting him with the lightning bolt. You're doing it. In fact, sometimes God doesn't even ask you in the case of Saul. God all came up to me. Holy Spirit all like, this is what's going to happen when you do this. It's not going to feel too good, but it's going to do really great things, and you're going to be really successful in your own lifetime. You're going to see this current system brought down, but you're going to get real hurt. Do you sign on for that? Because I've been praying to God to rise me up, to raise me up against them. And I said, I sign. I literally said, I take it. And God hit me with a massive download instantly. I got all this news to hit. But how can you not explain that? Because it's true. The God is real. The devil is real. And once you get that, it doesn't matter what they can do to your body. What matters is who can get your soul. It's very freeing to know God is real, people. Evil is real. And so I've had a cakewalk. And I'm not trying to be like Job, who had a lot worse. I'm not like saying, oh, God, test me more. No, no, no. I realize. Actually, what Spirit tells me. Yeah, everything's accelerated now. We ain't got time for this. And yeah, exactly. You're pussy, so you get to see success right away. But the larger thing is that so that everybody else can see it in time, it's meant to show that I tell them what's going to happen and they get to see it right away. That's God's plan. It ain't about me. It's God, 100%. And as I've gotten older and older, I've always realized none of this is me. I simply pray that God lead, God, and direct me and constantly try to push the sin and purify me out because I'm a wicked, fallen devil. I'm just holding on for dear life. I'm just a hole blown through reality by God so he can communicate with you. And that's, you're out there too. Let me tell you, there are black people, there are white people, there are brown people, there are everybody. You got a connection to God. And I can tell you what I said when God gave me that vision 28 years ago, is God said, you're here to bring the next big wave and show people the power, and I'm going to rise people up with the anointing that will make what you've done look like nothing. And now we're starting to see those people show up on the scene, and we're going to see the power of God face down evil. And the AI and the globalists and the new order, they think they're machines that we built. As men are powerful, wait till God really gets into the field. Because as long as God's people fight and never stop and persevere, God will always step in at the end. That's how it works. You have to persevere and not compromise and not buckle and not bend and just trust God and not expect miracles and say, no matter what happens, I'm ready to die for this. And that's where God comes in. That's where you're going to find God. And I feel sorry for the devil worshipers. I feel sorry for people that have no idea what it's like. The awesomeness. The fear of God. That's a term that's used when you say fear. It's the awesomeness of it. It's like spacewalking a million miles above the earth. You'd call that fear, wouldn't you? It's the awesomeness of it. You're in the presence of the creator of the universe. And that creator is interfacing with you. And I know why these devil worshipers run off and hide, because it's scary. To because you know everything you're doing is being watched. God knew you before he made you. And God's given you a birthright to take all that and you piss on it. Okay. Well, guess what? I ain't pissing on it. No way, Jose. Now, I got a lot of news to cover. I'm going to stop ranting. I mean, I got the chronicles of their evil here. You know, I don't just lay this stuff out here as a prop. I got so much evil. I got so much what they're doing. But have you not seen enough proof of how evil these people are? What more do you need to see before you know the devil's real? And that means God's real. And you better run up underneath God's wings right now. It's the only safe harbor. It's all there is. For heaven's sakes, just do it. And stop fearing what the media or the culture or your neighbors are going to say about you. That doesn't matter. What matters is God. God isn't number one. God is everything. The beginning. The current. The end. Infinity. You just wake up, you see the stars, everything around you, the whole world's so magic, and you just have this limited vision out of your little eyeballs, and you think that's all there is, and look how awesome it is. It's nothing. It's nothing. Next to the power of God. You know, I'm not suicidal, I'm the opposite. But when I saw Charlie Kirk get killed, I was a little bit envious. You know, part of me, everybody's got mixed views. I'm going to speak for my family, and I really enjoy my life, and I'm going to stay in the fight. But I tell you, if I get killed in the service of good against evil, there's not a better death. And all I'm telling you is defend your lives, protect yourselves. God wants you to do that. But when it comes time, we're not the losers, we're the winners. Is Jesus the winner or the loser? Did Jesus lose when they thought they were going to kill him and get rid of him and flush him down some toilet? No, it didn't happen, did it? Is Jesus Christ a winner or is he a loser? He's the ultimate winner. And we're supposed to be like him. Yeah, we don't want to die. Just like him at the Garden of Gethsemane crying when he was seeing the whole future and how horrible it was because he was given flesh. But he overcame it and still did it. God didn't come down here and dominate as all-powerful. He put himself into our body with our feelings and our weaknesses to overcome it, to show he could ask us to do it. That's what a leader does. You expect some military commander leading you through your special forces operation drills and confirmations, and he's never passed the test? God passed the test we're being asked to pass times a trillion. He took on every sin of all time onto himself and felt it all and was involved in it all. Every murder, every rape, every killing, every destruction, everything. He took it on for you. Because God's pure and God can't let evil in. Unless God, who created us with free will, came down and said, fine, I will participate in it and I will transmute it. Because I gave you free will, but you're my children and I'm going to give you a cheat sheet. And that's what Jesus is. Yeah, I put you in this situation, but I gave you the blueprint to navigate it and come out on the other side for eternity with me. And so here I am, and I'm willing to take everything on, all you went through, myself, because I love you so much, because I want to commune and be worshipped. And that means back and forth as the bride and the groom with you. And the shared experiences of what we've gone through. Is that not the most awesome thing ever? And you know it's true, and you know it's what the Satanists hate, and you know it's what they stand against. And you know it's what they know they'll never be part of. All right. Just a little 1 minute deal on the app. I'm going to shut up. I almost don't even want to cover this stuff. It's all so horrible. That's part of the job. We got to expose the evil. But just know, on the other side, God's waiting. Here it is. Well, 48 hours ago, our sponsor, Bigly, launched Alex Jones app. Go to alexjonesapp.com and go right to the Apple Store. It's number one in the world in news, surpassing X, and is racing into the top 100 of total apps in the world. Great job, everybody. This is a real shot across the bow for the censors. That is a big deal. I mean, we're ahead of Disney. We're ahead of Uber. We're ahead of everything. We're ahead of X. Number one in news in the world. Takes years to do that with an app. We've been number one before when they banned us in 2018. That took 5-6 years to get to that. Number one in 48 hours. Incredible job. Keep sharing the feed. You can't search it. They don't let you search the app, which every other app you can find. But you just go to alexjonesapp.com, and that takes you right to the subpage of the Apple Store. It's totally free. Right there, alexjonesapp.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Chase Kizer does a stupendous job in the 2 hours he hosts every Sunday. I'm trying to get him to host more nightly show. Really covering a ton of stuff. So if you want to hear about 50 different stories, I mean, literally, this is a show for you coming up. We still got 28 minutes left. No, excuse me. 38 minutes left. Now, again, if I wanted to demonize the left for pedophilia, I could have 500 articles a day. I mean, literally, without even looking for this stuff, it's all over the place. So, we've been learning about illegal aliens without teaching degrees, being superintendents, and the Democrats defend that. And in Austin, in Des Moines, Iowa, Austin school parents seek answers after they arrest the illegal alien. I mean, you know, stuff like that. But just the trans agenda that's just wolves in sheep's clothing, you know, what's the wolf do? He dresses up like grandma. In Silence of the Lambs, the main pedo killer is a trans person. Rubs the lotion on the skin or it gets the hose again. In the original Psycho movie, Alfred Hitchcock, he's killed his mother, dresses up like a woman. And we know, like, people doing that are dangerous. Not all of them, but statistically, you got to watch out. They can be white thugs or black thugs or Hispanic thugs. Everybody's been out on a road trip or business trip, and you're in a bad part of town at midnight having to get gas, and you see some slimy-looking dudes, and they come over and start asking about your watch and your money, and you got to get in your car. I mean, you know when stuff's evil, folks. You know when it's evil. You know when it's dangerous. And these people are dangerous. Tranny school bus driver, what could go wrong? Man called Miss Sharon, charged with multiple counts of raping little boys. How'd you like to be driven by Miss Sharon? Or Governor Pritzker? Yeah, Chainsaw Massacre. It's a tranny who likes to actually get... He kills women by shoving a chainsaw in their vagina. He hates women. He wants to be a woman. He wants to wear their skin. What's he do? He wears the skin of women he's killed. What does the Onion do? They say, we're going to wear the skin of Alex Jones. We're going to wear the skin of Charlie Kirk. It's the same cult, folks. They wear the skin. You got to learn how they operate. And I had political knowledge and spiritual knowledge before, but I've had experience with them now. I learned a lot more the last 6-7 years I didn't know. In fact, it's been the greatest education I ever had. But that's who they are. The big bad wolf dresses up like grandma. Gee, what big eyes you have. Gee, what big teeth you have. So imagine your kids get on the bus and there's a psychotic dude with a wig on. What is going to happen to the little boys? A transgender North Carolina charter school bus driver who called himself Miss Sharon. If you put this out on X 3 years ago, you'd be banned. Thanks to Elon, we can put it out. Luring several boys to his home and sexually assaulting them. 43-year-old Latwan Darrell Tate was arrested on 2 counts of statutory rape, 6 counts of indecent liberties with a minor, and 1 count of statutory sex offense, according to Charlotte's police. I got hundreds of these today. Look at this. Look at this creature. Remember, they just in Virginia, at one school, all the rapes of the girls in school, transgender boys saying they were girls, Obama's, you know, they sent in the feds. Look at this. Just in, Congressman Tim Burchett has now had Netflix executives testify in Congress about porno movies about little kids while they're pushing sexualized transgender shows on children. So they got shows for the pedos, and they got shows sexualizing the kids, targeting them. Then you got this. I want to play this coming up. Pro-Palestine protesters. Who do they all look the same? Why do they look the same? Bunch of fat, ugly white women running around saying free Palestine. They'd all be wearing burkas, and they'd be thrown off roofs in Palestine. Now, I don't say exterminate the people in Palestine. I'm just saying the point is this alliance is because Islam is against Christianity in the West, so they're allied with it. Look at these clowns. Woke cult strikes again. Amazon Prime Video removes all guns and Bond girls from 2007 movie posters, 007 movie posters. So can't show pretty girls because you got to have fat, ugly men say they're girls, got to steal their identity, and can't show guns. That's all BlackRock. It's not stopping. Then I got this. I'm going to continue post this every day. Senator Jamie Peterson said if little girls and young as 8 can masturbate, their parents have no right to be involved in their sexual decisions. So we can cut little girls' breasts off, their uteruses out, if they masturbate, and the school's going to find out about how they masturbate and form a sexual relationship with them. It's a pedo cult. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back with the clip of the pedo bus driver and all of it. I'm going to play the pedo bus driver. I'm going to play the ugly fat women calling for Palestine, gays for Palestine. And then I'm going to play this clip saying, you know, your girl masturbates, we're taking them away from you. We're going to ask your daughter if they masturbate, and if they do, we're going to take them, put them in a facility, and mutilate them with surgeons. That doesn't even sound real, does it? That's the hellraiser level of Governor Pritzker, whose degenerate satanic family runs all this. And then I've got a clip about, will President Trump defend InfoWars? I know he's got a lot going on. I'm even bitching about it, but the public is really getting concerned about it, and it's a big issue. So it's all coming up in the final segment of what could be one of the final shows here. The receiver from the state, after the federal judge removed the stay, is coming Tuesday. He says, you know what, I'll shut us down right away. I don't know if that's true. We're going to find out what he has to say. But just don't take this broadcast for granted and download the free app, because that's going to continue on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out out Ultimate Sea Moss Capsules right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate Sea Moss Capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So you go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate Sea Moss Capsules every month.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. And I used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process of the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
All right, unlike the corporate media, when I tell you about something, I want to show you clips of it. So here's a few clips of what I just covered in the last 10 minutes before the break. Here it is, the transgender pedo cult hunting your children and being protected by the corporate media. Here it is.
Lee Twain Tate, also known as Miss Sharon, in court Wednesday, charged with 2 counts of statutory rape, 6 counts of indecent liberties with a minor, and 1 count of statutory sex offense. Police say there are at least 4 victims, boys between the ages of 14 and 15. After weeks-long investigation, Tate was arrested Tuesday.
My wife told me I was in the house, that she told me that there were cops outside, a lot of undercover cops.
Investigators say several of the boys stayed with Tate and performed sexual acts on Tate at the home. Folks who live in the area say the entire ordeal is unsettling.
14, 15-year-olds can be so impressionable at that age. And, to think that somebody would take advantage of kids in that age range, that's just very alarming.
Mary Catherine Elkins with Pat's Place Child Advocacy Center says they work with CMPD on investigations like this.
We provide a forensic interview, which is a developmentally appropriate conversation with children to get information from them that's admissible in court.
Elkins says it is important for parents to have regular conversations with their kids about safety and appropriate relationships with adults.
Even with teenagers, they need to be aware that there are boundaries and that they can say no.
By the way, hit pause. Back this up. Even the advocacy group that protects kids, it's all, go back to the newscast, it's all rainbow flags. It's all, oh, who did this? This is all totally disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, back it up more. I mean, look at all this. This is out in the open, total sexualization. All right, let's stop there. Let's finish up with some of the other clips I mentioned. Let's move to the next ones.
Women have, if they're old enough to get pregnant, they're old enough to make their own decisions about what happens with their bodies, okay? And parents do not have the right to change that or make a different decision or be notified in advance.
So 5-year-olds, because the chemicals in the water and food, can get pregnant now. On average, it's like 10, you should be 14. So your 10-year-old can make a decision when somebody rapes them. They want to end the age of consent. They want to come after our children. They're not coming after. They have come after our children. Absolutely disgusting. Totally and completely beyond evil. Now, I'd never seen this fellow before, but since I saw him 3 days ago, I've watched a bunch of his videos. I want to get him on the show when we go 20 hours a day live with the new network systems, whether we survive or not. We're doing it with our new backers. I want to get people like this on regular shows. He's a Dark Waters host, James Williams. This is coming up in just a few minutes because he nailed exactly what I was going to say but didn't say because I don't want to be too dramatic, but he literally read my mind. So I want to play this before Chase takes over. It's very important. Will Trump defend this operation? I'm not attacking Trump. I know he's busy. I'm just saying this is a big deal. And what does it signify? Every time they try to shut us down, they got a big move against us. So we had the last stand sale. And the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's our sponsor. It funds InfoWars. It also funds the Alex Jones Network backup studios and the new bigger studios that are being built right now in South Austin. We already have the backup. And the products are incredible. So it's beyond critical. They go to the AlexJonesStore.com. We have the biggest sale, hands down, in the history of the site. Buy one, get one free of any of the supplements, the best methylene blue, the best Shilajit, the best spike protein detox, the best turmeric, the best Irish sea moss, the best bovine colostrum. Oh, my goodness, so good for you. Buy one, get one free with an additional 20% off on top of it because we know you're going to love it and reorder at the AlexJonesStore.com. And if you own the app, which is free on Apple, it launches on Droid next week, AlexJonesApp.com, you get an additional 20% off on top of 20% off on top of buy one, get one free and everything else. This, a lot of these things are loss leaders, meaning we don't make money on them, but we know it's so good. We have an over 80% reorder on methylene blue, 70-something reorder on all the other supplements. Nobody's got that. That's how good they work. I only sell stuff that works. I want you to love it. I want you to get it. Experience it now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. But regardless of what happens to us, if you go download the app on Android next week when it's available, right now on Apple, the biggest platform, 1.6 million apps, billions of users, get 20% off on everything there, and that's how you find the audio feeds, the video feeds of the new network. The new network. All right, here's the report, and Chase Geiser takes over.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dogs and cats, I'm back with some disturbing news. Some people may not agree with me because they are not true info warriors, and they don't understand warfare at this highest level, but a judge today decided that they could seize InfoWars from Alex Jones. Why is that significant? Because it signals that we are going into full on war in America. I mean, cities burning. I mean, terrorist attacks and everything else, because you have to take off the air the number one person that gives intelligence to the American people. It's the equivalent of Radio America doing World War II or World War III or the Vietnam War going down. That's the equivalent of what is happening today, right now, as we speak. And unfortunately, for many people, it's the realization as to the magnitude of this attack will not be made clear until that voice is silent. That's when the magnitude of this attack will be made plain, when there is no intel coming from Alex Jones going to the White House, when there is no spiritual intelligence going live over the air. When that void is created is when people will understand the significance of your presence. That's the unfortunate thing about people. They don't realize what they have until it's gone, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, this is quite a moment for us here. We've held out for many, many years against the deep state and the system attacking us. And the federal judge that has been presented with all the corruption, all the fake auctions, all the fraud he's admitted that happened, just about 45 minutes ago, said, hey, you can, the stay's lifted, you can seize InfoWars. And so they don't want money. It's all an appeal anyways. They want to destroy it. They say in the news, we want to shut him down. That's our mission. Then they also say he won't give us money. He has hidden money, which isn't true. So it's the most deceptive garbage run by the Democrats, the DOJ previously. The current DOJ had an investigation going. Their idea, Ed Martin, it's cut and dry the documents. That got killed last week by the deputy attorney general who really runs things. And that's where we are in the year 2025. So I'm going to go to break here for a moment, and then I'm going to go on with Harrison Smith and get more details of this. But it's been the fraud and the corruption and the stalking and the lies to shut us down. Obviously, it's me they want to silence and the guests and what we do here. And now the whole world is waking up, and you know, if they thought they could shut me down and shut all of you down, they fail. But it's a symbol. And the more they couldn't shut us down, the more they wanted to. And the more we survived, the more people said, oh, it's not real. Even though I'm in court and in battles and having them get all my discovery and then leaking select stuff, you know, and just all of it. And I'm in the arena fighting with everything I got. It's been a tiny percent of the listeners that have actually supported. And I'm not mad at the others that didn't, but when you stand up for us, you stand up for yourself. So all I ask for today is your prayers and that justice be done. But nobody keeps stuff in bankruptcy 3 years. Judge Lopez, a Trump appointee, has ruled 10 times in a row against them. This 11th time he did. He shut down their fake auction. He shut down. They sent in private security to shut us down. He did it on and on and on because it was illegal. He'd say, you can't do this. But now that the state courts got maneuvered in position, he said, fine, I'm Pontius Pilate. I wash my hands, and so you can do this. And they say they're going to come in and operate as us. Pretend they're me. They said they own my name. They said the 13th Amendment against slavery doesn't apply to me. They literally said that in the filing almost a year ago. You can look it up. And to me, it's just, if they can get away with this, they can get away with anything. Yeah, I'll continue on. Hell, everybody's going to want me on. It's going to be a huge explosion. But it's a non-dischargeable debt. They want to harass me forever, which is fine. I mean, literally, I can just, the company I work for, can just have a company house. I just live there. I mean, I'm not even worried about that. It's just that the mass exercise of naked, organized corruption by people raising $300 million, showing the documents off my name, while they claim I made money off them, barely ever even talked about these people, to watch the Democratic Party wear the dead skin of kids from Sandy Hook and then wear my skin and say I'm this villain that's done these things. It's all a premeditated psyop, and there's 74 million against Remington, bankrupting Remington. and being used as a weapon, a straw man they built against the First Amendment and the Second. This is a spiritual battle. But the judge did rule that the stay is lifted. So last time they had their fake auction, they were here the next morning. They had a fake auction November 13th. They were here the next day. Told me to get out. I wouldn't, so they killed the internet. I went to the backup studio that I don't own, funded by Bigley and the AlexJonesStore.com. And again, I don't own that. They're going to run right into brick walls on that. And we have all these other sponsors. But that's why you need to go to the AlexJonesStore.com and support right now, because I don't want to just continue on with the shows we're doing now. I want to go at least 20 hours a day, 19 hours. I want to go like live 5 a.m. to midnight every day.
Now, you can hear the somber tone in Alex Jones's voice. And do you know what you're hearing? Charlie Kirk was assassinated physically. So that was a physical assassination. Now, the structural system that is InfoWars, the beacon, has now been assassinated. And Alex knows the rule that everybody else knows. You have to take a personality off the air, and then you kill them. That's the honest to God truth. When he sits there and says they want to take over my name, they want to be me, they want to operate as me. That's what they do. They take over, they remove you, they build a straw man, then they murder you. The stupid thing is, about it is, there are going to be people who are casual listeners who won't even understand what happened to Alex. They won't even understand it. They won't understand that the deep state did it. And then the most significant thing that he just disclosed was that Pam Bondi does not run a DOJ. Did you hear him say Pam Bondi does not run a DOJ? Did you hear what he said? Did you hear what he disclosed? Did you hear it? Let me go back and rewind and let you hear what he said. It's very significant that we understand this.
Just about 45 minutes ago, said, hey, you can, the stay's lifted, you can seize InfoWars. And so they don't want money. They, it's all an appeal anyways. They want to destroy it. They say in the news, we want to shut him down. That's our mission. Then they also say he won't give us money. He has hidden money, which isn't true. So it's the most deceptive garbage run by the Democrats, the DOJ previously. The current DOJ had an investigation going. Their idea, Ed Martin, it's cut and dry, the documents. That got killed last week by the deputy attorney general who really runs things. And that's where we are in the year 2025.
That's what I wanted us to get to, by the deputy attorney general who really runs things. Remember how everybody was like, Pam Bondi, we don't really like Pam Bondi. Then you come to the realization that Pam Bondi ain't running nothing. Yeah, buddy. The truth come out if you really pay attention. If you really pay attention and listen, the truth comes out. Because you would have to logically ask the question, how is Donald Trump allowing one of his biggest supporters, one of the people who pretty much guarantee, between him and Charlie Kirk, guarantee that Donald Trump got elected, how is he allowing this man to lose his business? But it's worse than that. He's not just losing his business. He's being put out of business, and then his business is being kidnapped and then being used, and basically someone's going to put on a mask and pretend to be him. Let me tell y'all something. This is a very bad sign. This is a horrifically bad sign. You never want your people to think that you can't protect them. And everything that I've seen, from Charlie Kirk to the J6er that's still going to prison even though he should be pardoned, to the rest of the people who haven't gotten their pardons, all the way down to Alex Jones, is that, Donald, you can't protect your people. And if enough of this happens over and over and over and over again, it's going to eat away at the base. going to eat away at the base. Remember the cold, wet blanket that was thrown on every content creator when Charlie Kirk was assassinated? Remember the videos of people coming out being, and they just came to the realization. I showed you all the videos of people coming to the realization that, man, I could die. Remember that? Yeah, they came to that realization like, man, I could die. And I was saying, man, these people don't understand it's a spiritual warfare. Anytime it's spiritual warfare, you can die. We did our prayers today at 12 noon. And in the end of our prayers, the Lord said, pray and ask for a restraining order against accidents based upon what you pray because they want to kill you. So, Lord, I ask that you restrain them from having a car accident and killing me. You can die at any moment. But you don't die. You have eternal life through our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. That's the beauty of it. That's the thing that's why when everybody was losing it over Charlie Kirk, I sat back and I said, man, Charlie, congratulations, man. You died a martyr. There's a very special place in heaven for martyrs. My concern for old Alex is once they silence you, they murder you. And so what we shall see, and it's going to be bad for Donald. It's going to be real bad for Donald. Is, you see, if I'm your supporter and you write a DOJ and you can't handle, your DOJ knows it's fraud, your DOJ knows it's wrong, it's been brought to the attention of one of your people, and then someone inside the DOJ says they're going to shut it down and not bring assistance to one of your supporters, then man, we got a problem on our hands. Because at the end of the day, bro, technically you're captured. You're captured. Got a problem. And guys, I'm just going to keep it real with you. Like if you can't defend your people, then we got a problem. And I'm not saying I'm throwing down Trump under the bridge or anything like that, or throwing them the baby out with the bathwater. I'm just letting you guys know what this signals to the deep state. It signals to the deep state that we can hurt his people. I mean, 30 million listeners a day. 30 million listeners a day is what Alex Jones has. You think I'm the only person that's coming to this realization? That's 10% of the people who actually vote in America. Really, it should be 350 or 360 something million registered voters, not illegal alien voters, right? And that all those people are not conservatives. So it's a huge percentage of the conservative party that listens to Alex Jones. So a huge percentage of the conservative party just heard that although you throw your backing behind Donald Trump, although you put your fortune and fame on the risk for Donald Trump to get him elected in office, which is technically for the Republic, the Republic can't defend you. I want you to see something. Because I saw it. There was a moment where he paused. I'm going to find it. Give me a second. It's right in here.
Create a thing that's not him, a straw man, and use him as a fundraiser. I was blessed in their delusion. I thought it worked, but it backfired. Their official story, their lies, everything they've done has only made us bigger. And that's why they're so scared right now. And that's why now I'm in maximum physical danger from the deep state.
Oh, yeah. They're going to try and kill you. There's no doubt about it. They are going to try to kill Alex Jones. And here's the thing. He knows it. That's what I was trying to get to. It was good. There's a moment where the look is on his face. Matter of fact, let's turn the volume down while I keep talking and we're going to play it. And I'm going to pause the moment. You see, he knows. This is the first realization. He knows what it means. He knows it means, hey, there's nothing that the White House can do to protect me. And so now, I'm a lamb for slaughter. Yeah, I saw it, the look on his face. And you know, I'm going to tell you the worst part about it is if there's assassination of him, it'll be the same type of bull crap that was covered up with Charlie Kirk. And America can't have the blood of its heroes continuously being sacrificed. And I know the Tree of Liberty is watered with the blood of patriots. But you can't have too many, Donald. You had one big one. You have another big one. You're not going to be able to hold back the tide of what comes. You're not going to be able to hold it back. Jesus is the only one that held back this first one. I don't care what nobody say. That was the Lord that held that back. If it happens again and again and again and again, oh, buddy. And if they're killing your supporters, then you know they about to kill you. And guys, I'm just going to tell you, when Alex says he's in time of maximum physical danger, no. Donald's in a time of maximum physical danger. J.D. Vance, Rubio, Tulsi Gabbard, all of them. This is the moment when you shut off the largest voice is the moment. This is when we cross the Rubicon. Somebody be like, well, Alex Jones is a sellout. Bro, I don't really give a shit about how you feel. You an ignorant person. Well, you ignorant. You don't fight the deep state since 1996 and expose everything they've done. And on record, you're their biggest threat. And then they silence their biggest threat. And then you don't think they're going to kill him. They have to kill him to send a message to everybody else. The same way they had to kill Charlie to send a message to everybody else. So, yes, we need to be praying for Alex Jones. We need to be praying for Alex Jones. And to me, the worst part about it is Donald probably don't even know. Maybe Roger Stone can get word to him. But the president is so insulated that their cell phones don't have access to nothing. Now, what happened is when it goes off, when it's off air, and people start to understand the significance of what he did. And in this, I've been in this situation where you are a pivotal cornerstone of something. And then all these attacks come and all this other stuff come. And then you move and people don't realize how pivotal you were until you leave. And then people try their best to fill a void because at first people get excited. Oh, Alex is this. Everybody go try and fill the void. But you can't fill the void of a man with an anointing from God to do what he's been doing. You can't fill that void. It takes thousands of people to fill the void of this one man. Sorry, guys. Now, I can guarantee you expect bombs, expect explosions, expect all kinds of stuff at this point in time. And if they kill him, it signals it's on. So hopefully they'll be happy with the fact that he's doesn't have his infrastructure anymore. And hopefully the Lord has already made a landing pad for him. And this is just the end of one phase and the move to another phase.
And they'll be like, all the shows are right again. They got shut down. We've been fighting and we don't want it. But yeah, it's happening. But they don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. And we have the Last Stand Super Sale. Buy one bottle, get any bottle free of any of the supplements, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, the very best. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But whatever you do, go now to AlexJonesApp.com, AlexJonesApp.com, and download the free app, listen to the show, and share it. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. Oh, wow. Be sure to get the app right now, folks, and share it right now. I'm just saying that bang on the head. You realize, Matthew, it's the viewers and listeners in this. It ain't me, brother. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com. Funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones